A new report from the American Federation of Teachers finds a big mismatch in urban schools when it comes to teacher diversity. Looking at 9 major American cities, the report finds much lower proportions of African-American teachers compared to the student populations, and that diversity gap is getting wider over time.
No Wisconsin cities were included in the study, but a report released in August by the Public Policy Forum found a similar story in Milwaukee, with only 10% of teachers from minority groups, while 44% of students are people of color.
Does it matter? Does this mismatch affect educational outcomes? Dakota Irby joins us now. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Educational Policy Studies at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's done work researching Milwaukee schools. Dakota, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So is this an important issue when it comes to how things come out for students, Dakota?
Absolutely. It certainly is. It was echoed in the report that was recently released from the Albert Schenker Institute. And these issues in terms of the disparities of the teachers who are teaching students, and especially in urban schools and also in suburban schools as well, there's an underrepresentation of racial and ethnic minority teachers. And it is a big issue. The research base around this isn't as strong as it could be because it's a difficult topic to study in terms of the relationship between the composition of the teaching force, the student population, and student outcomes. But there's a growing body of research that definitely demonstrates that teacher diversity is very important in terms of student achievement and outcomes.
So what does it do for a student, say, in an urban or suburban community, a student of color, to be in a school where none of the teachers are from the same background, where they don't look like them? What's the problem for that student?
Well, there's kind of two ways that folks look at it. One is considered passive. And so the passive way of looking at it has to do with the teacher doesn't do anything necessarily, but just their presence actually makes the students perform, makes the students be more engaged, provides role models, kind of like a model for the students to aspire to be like. And that's kind of a passive thing. There's nothing that really the teacher does other than just, you know, have their own identity. The other way of thinking of it is active. And there's research that demonstrates that teachers tend to give more attention, more positive feedback, more help, more assistance to students who have the same racial and ethnic identity as they do. And so both of those bodies of research demonstrate that either passively and actively, teachers play a significant role in how students experience school.
The national report says there's actually a decent number of minority members going into education in the first place, but retention, keeping them in the schools, especially these urban schools, is a problem. What do you think could be done about that?
Improving the school quality. That is the issue. I think that there's that. But, you know, part of it is just to make the teaching profession more attractive than it is, especially in urban schools. So making the profession itself more attractive. As most folks know, teachers, public schools in particular, get a pretty hard raw deal in terms of media coverage. We don't see a whole lot about what's going right in schools. We see a credible amount of media attention around what's not working and those sorts of things. So one of them is just making the profession itself more attractive. And the other part is to improve the current conditions and, you know, in terms of retaining teachers, and whether that means you know, more teacher autonomy are some of the things that teachers cite, not feeling like they're valued, their voices are valued, not feeling like they're valued as professionals and those sorts of things. So both making it more attractive for teachers to come into the profession, and also making it a place where people want to work and a job that people want to do.
Has there ever been talk, or maybe this exists already, of a kind of a school-to-school pipeline where, say, a student from the schools we're talking about is recruited to go to educational school, maybe given student loan forgiveness or something to give them incentive to go back to the school they came from and teach there and stay for a while?
I'm not familiar with any specific models that ask the students to go back to their school. But there are a pretty substantial number of programs that provide students with the, financial incentives, loan repayments, and those sorts of things to teach in high-need schools. And those typically tend to be either rural schools or in urban schools. One of the challenges is a lot of times people actually use those as mechanisms just to pay back their loans and those sorts of things. And so they actually have a relatively short stay. So they're there for the 3 years or the 5 years that's required for them to meet the requirements of their loan repayments. And then a lot of times they might move to a more a suburban school or a school where there's the conditions they prefer the conditions of those schools. So, but there's a number of programs. Males of color are vastly, vastly underrepresented. Clemson University has a program called Call Me Mister. That's a model. It basically recruits black males in particular to go into the teaching profession, trains them, and then they teach in high need schools. And so there are people experimenting with those kinds of pipeline models right now.
Dakota Irby stays with us. We're talking about minority teachers in urban schools, places like Milwaukee, where the diversity of the teachers doesn't match up with the student population.
You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. If you're an educator, do you think it helps to have a diverse staff that matches the local population? If you're a member of a minority community, is it important to have teachers from your community in the school? Call now at 800-642-1234. We continue our conversation now with Dakota Irby from the University of Illinois at Chicago, looking at new research around the country and in Milwaukee showing that in schools with large minority populations, there are few teachers of color.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think it's important to have the population of teachers match the population of students when it comes to diversity? What could get more people of color into the teaching profession? Are you a teacher yourself, maybe from a minority group? Well, what's been your experience? What would get more people that you know to follow in your footsteps? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dakota, a line from the National Report we've been talking about, this is a subject heading, teacher diversity is an educational civil right for students. Do you agree with that?
I think it is, especially because it relates to educational opportunities and quality. Going back again to the idea of a strong research base in terms of active engagement of teachers, we know that teachers are more actively engaged with students who they share a racial or ethnic identity with. And so just that alone demonstrates how important it is for students of color to have teachers of color in their schools. So it is very important issue because not having those teachers of color in the school actually is a way of actually denying some of the active engagement that students need to do well in school.
Now, given the current reality that there are mostly white teachers in these diverse schools, maybe people from outside of the community, are there effective ways that schools are training these teachers to meet the students at least halfway?
Yes, there is a huge movement of, a lot of work being done around cultural competence, a lot of work being done around culturally responsiveness and those sorts of things. But again, what the research shows in terms of active engagement and teachers being active is that even with all of that stuff, it's very difficult to have them still be engaged as though they were engaged with the student that they share the same racial identity with. And this is the same thing that's true for white students. If a white student has white teachers, those teachers take a different kind of active interest and engagement through how they interact and how they work with that student. And we're talking about things like, expectations. We're also talking about praise. We're talking about positive reinforcement. We're talking about being called on. All of those sorts of basic things tend to happen more if the teacher shares a racial identity with the students that they're teaching.
This issue is out there with this Milwaukee report from the summer and also now in this newer national report in 9 major cities. But is it on the radar of the schools themselves? Are schools, are leaders trying to tackle this issue now?
In my experience, yes. I don't know that I would say trying to tackle it, but it is on people's minds. It's on people's tongues. Wherever I go and we talk about cultural competency, we talk about cultural responsiveness, and we're talking about racial equity in schools, one of the things that always comes up is hiring and retention and what needs to be done to diversify not only the teaching force, but also the leadership of the schools.
Is this something, do the white students in these schools benefit from having a more diverse teacher population?
Well, this becomes a bit of an argument here, right? again, what the research demonstrates is that the white students are more will benefit most from having white teachers. But as we think about the world that they're going to be going into and the increasing diversity of the world and the world that young people are going to step into, there's a strong case to be made for making sure that white students have access to teachers who are going to give them the kind of exposure to different kind of cultural norms, different kinds of ways of seeing the world, ways of being that are going to help prepare those white students to succeed in a world and in a nation that's becoming increasingly diverse. A third grader today's world is going to be, their workplace is going to be fundamentally different than what many of the workplaces are even today. And so thinking about those kind of things, I do think there are tremendous benefits. Again, the research base on this is kind of shaky. A lot of the policy around this is based off of kind of assertions about what people think should and would benefit students. But in terms of a research base, there's nothing to demonstrate that students won't do well, white students won't do well or as well if they have students, teachers who don't share their racial group.
Let's bring in a caller. We've got Rick on the line in La Crosse. Rick, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
I love the topic. I'm a white guy, and I used to teach in an African-American immersion school. I would agree with the sentiments that it'd be great if we had more teachers of color or whatever, you know, we're looking at different races and even cultures. On the flip side of that, one of the things that I think is a benefit to society and definitely was a benefit to me as a young teacher was being around a population of people that I never grew up around. And I learned so much from my students that it really changed and helped shape my views towards the African-American people and African-American culture in a positive.
Rick, I want to give Dakota a chance to get on this. Thanks for calling. So cross-cultural opportunities can be a positive, Dakota.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I was just mentioning before, that that kind of cross-cultural exchange, the opportunity to be exposed to folks who we're going to bring, you know, present different ideas, different ways of seeing the world, different ways of being, is tremendously beneficial, because that's the world that the students will be moving into once they finish school.
We'll leave it there. Dakota, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob and Veronica, thank you very much.
We've been talking to Dakota Irby, assistant professor in the Department of Educational Policy Studies at the University of Illinois at Chicago.